How personal were these photographs? Money, to I understood, 9 lakhs is a lot of money.
Yeah. So, my hypothesis is, okay, if you're giving someone 9 lakhs, they have to be very personal photographs.
Very personal photographs.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Hey, Hussein.
Okay. Hey, Keshav.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Man, we are being plagued with tech issues.
Yes, this is week two of... Once More with Emotion.
And this time, thanks to me. Yeah, so at least there's balance. Like all good things in life,
Exactly. Balance is key for any relationship.
Okay, so Keshav, we'll jump in, okay? It's a heavy topic. It's a good topic. I think it will test our skill set.
It'll push us to the limit when it comes to
us.
Gender discussions, I guess.
So this story,
I think it's
from,
kind of like a continuation of last week, you can say.
Yeah, you can say so. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to the Institute of Gender Studies at the Far From Fact Mumbai campus.
Mumbai campus. So, Avadi police arrest woman in Bengaluru for cheating men on promise of marriage. Okay. Now, the cyber crime wing of the Avadi police on Saturday arrested a 33-year-old woman in Bengaluru for cheating Telugu-speaking men after agreeing to marry them.
FYI, I am not Telugu speaking. I am a Tamil speaking Naidu.
Okay.
A lot of people assume I'm Telugu speaking.
Telugu. So is Naidu
generally
Telugu
speaking?
Good to know.
Yes. But this is not me.
This is not you. Okay. So
I mean,
you
could
have been
easily me.
No, but you would have been safe. Say this lady was, you know.
Hey, you never know. Who knows? I could have been victim to this lady's charms.
Charms, yeah. Okay, so now the suspect has been identified as V. Shravana Sandhya, a native of Madanapalle in Andhra Pradesh and living at Madiwala in Bengaluru.
Right.
The police said S. Ashok Chaitanya, 33, hailing from Andhra Pradesh and staying in Ayapakkam and a call center employee, had registered on a Telugu matrimony site. Sandhya there sent her pictures and then befriended him. Now, Mr. Chaitanya shared his personal photographs with her and even sent her rupees 9 lakh when she sought money.
How personal were these photographs? Money, to I understood, 9 lakhs is a lot of money.
Yeah. So, my hypothesis is, okay, if you're giving someone 9 lakhs, they have to be very personal photographs.
Very personal photographs. Fair enough. It could also be that the photographs and the money is not connected.
That's
also possible.
Possible.
Means, let's assume for benefit of doubt for Mr. Chaitanya's honor.
Okay.
These were fully clothed pics.
Fully clothed. Maybe he had gone on a vacation. And,
maybe shoulder, little shoulder.
Oh, yeah. A little knee.
A
something
little
like
knee,
that.
Perhaps. Little okay. Hair coming out. Worse than
so... he gifted her an expensive mobile phone as well.
Oh.
When she started avoiding the topic of marriage, he grew suspicious and demanded her to return his money.
She's not answering his call on his phone only.
His phone only.
Mera diya hua phone nahi uthati hai tu.
It's very bad, very bad.
Very bad, very bad.
So, subsequently, she blocked his calls and stopped talking to him.
Katti ho gaya.
Any questions so far?
Questions are nothing. Ages wise, does it mention ages? Does it?
Ages. So, there is a little information coming up on age.
Okay. Great.
Now, Mr. Chaitanya lodged a complaint over Cybercrime Helpline 1930 and Cybercrime Wing of Avadhi Police.
And Avadhi, I'm guessing, is the place they're referring to, right? Avadhi in UP, like Avadhi. That's what they mean by Avadhi Police?
Yes, yes.
Even though the case is for Bangalore and Karnataka. Yeah. However, I don't know. Must be some reason for all that, no?
Yeah, it is AVADI. So I guess it is a. It is
AVADI.
Town
so that must be
Avadhi.
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 Avadhi,
yeah,
in the south. Okay.
Avadhi, yeah.
Yeah, because I was wondering why UP police was involved in this. Fair. Now we are. Now.
Good clarification. Okay, so Avadhi Police Commissioner K. Shankar formed a special team under Mahalakshmi, who is the Inspector of Police Cybercrime, to trace the suspect.
Right.
Now, this team led by Mahalakshmi, is it safe to assume Mahalakshmi is a woman?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Yeah. Mahalingam, no. Man, Mahalakshmi, gender studies 101 for South. Just
okay.
Mahalingam, most cases will be a dick. If you're Mahadick only.
So, the police arrested Sandhya from a women's hostel in Madiwala, Bengaluru, and seized 3 mobile phones and 6 SIM cards. The police said she targeted Telugu-speaking men aged above 33. So the police said she targeted Telugu-speaking men aged above 33.
Above 33. So this is the critical piece. So we don't know her age, but she definitely targets
a certain... She is
33. She is 33 also.
33. Yeah.
So there is a certain... vulnerability or what's the thing called, desperation,
that's
possibly
to say.
Present
mm-hmm.
Parents are getting antsy, they're calling the man names,
all that is happening, and probably, you know, since she is 33, it would be easier, I guess, to go for men who are equal or older, not younger.
Younger man in the traditional setup is harder.
Yeah, generally it would be a mismatch or whatever. So yeah,
everybody can pull off a Malaika Arora.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so she had cheated a few men in a similar fashion and used 8 email addresses and was active on the Telegram app, said the police. So that's the case, the article. You know, where did we begin?
I really don't know what we can solve here. As a mystery, though, of course, the cops have done their job. They've acted very quickly. They've arrested her. I'm tempted to go into the whole how, if it was a man, they would have reacted later, or if it's a woman, they would have reacted sooner. All of that. But I feel all that is very hard to compare, right? Because it's apples and oranges. It's not really shoe on the other foot, no?
Yeah. What I think an interesting angle, is, do you feel the selection of the person to lead the case, which is Miss Mahalakshmi. Do you feel, since it was a lady... criminal.
To get into the mindset
officer.
Of a lady.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was growing up and I heard women talk, I do remember, like, people like aunts, older cousins, my mother, whoever, all of these women that I had exposure to, I never heard the word stalk a guy ever from them, right? Because the technology didn't exist.
Yeah.
But were they nosy as people? Fuck yes. The only thing missing was technology.
Technology,
So if those same women were put today around technology, I'm sure they would be
they would
going
be
for it.
Killing it, yeah.
Killing
man.
It, right? So I think that's where this edge is of this Mahalakshmi lady, is that she could really do that, you know, due diligence, I guess, when it came to going in and doing the search on all these people.
As if she
was looking for a potential mate.
Herself, yeah. Herself. And, you know, I hope I'm not generalizing here, but from even the conversations with other women who I'm close to, okay, friends, Sakina, they are really good at stalking. Like,
it's a science almost. I mean, the way you and I operate is like,
we can't
I don't
fathom.
Know. Like in the South, there's a word for it. It's called jujubi. Jujubi is basically like, kachal, like, you know, please stop it.
Okay.
You guys
okay,
are kids.
Okay. Kids. Fair enough, yeah?
That's
it's
us,
they are skilled at it, they are good at it. They are great at it.
Yeah.
So great point, man.
Yeah, like the fingers just become a medium. It's just brain to browser.
To internet. It plugs into the internet.
It plugs into the internet. Like they are just waiting for ChatGPT ka kuch naya thing to come so that they can think it. They'll wake up in the morning and they'll have that info.
You know, I was recently watching that new Avatar movie. I don't know if you watched it.
I have. I loved it. Yeah.
You have? Yeah, so you know when they have to ride that dragon that they are flying.
They have to plug the...
they have to plug their,
the USB,
like, thing
yeah.
into it.
It's that. No? It reminds you of... Like from the ponytail, these petals come out. I like how this started as neutral, now it's turned into gender bashing straight. We can't handle that a woman screwed a guy over.
So, no, but this is praise.
This is praise
for their skill.
For how quickly they managed to nab her.
Yeah. And I was saying, you know, when we are talking about their stalking skills, I am in awe of it. Like, I wish I had it. It's envy. It's not bashing.
But I think it can be learned. I think there are some key psychological, what do you call, plot points or I think things that they employ really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, quickly find source of income. Okay, what could that be? Like, you know, that kind of very like... basic stuff that you don't think of.
So I think this is a request to female listeners. Please share, okay, your do you consider yourself a good stalker?
A good stalker,
if yes, any tips will be very helpful.
You know, it's funny because in the pre-tech world, the chichora who hung out outside college was the stalker. Because time nahi hai and you know, he can follow a girl wherever. School, bus stop, home. That is the stalker. But now with technology, the stalker is the girl.
Okay, so now where do we go, Keshav? I think we've praised the stalking skills enough.
Yeah, praised within inverted quotes.
Yes, yes.
Now,
do you feel a little happy? I don't know if happy is the right term, but I feel like, arre wah, you know, now there's equality where most stories were always men.
I love this racket. I'm just unhappy that she got caught.
Caught so early.
Yeah,
no?
So quickly. Because I would love to watch content based on this. Like a film on this woman would be so entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah.
Because the power skew is completely... What
exactly? Yeah.
You know how. You know how she kind of manipulate is the best way to say this. But how needy the man is in this situation. And I'm guessing the pressure comes from society and family and wherever else. But you do look stupid, right? Giving someone money. It's like, you've given someone money. She says no to marriage. I don't know if you have a leg to stand on and then say, ki, I want my money back.
Money back. Yeah.
Because biradri mein to naam kat gaye. Because you made a fool of yourself is how I look at it. I know it's a bit harsh. It's very harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it had happened to someone I know. I would have been kinder, I'm sure.
Okay.
But since, you know, it doesn't affect my immediate circle, it's no one I know. It's like, yeah, you're a fool.
Yeah, so I think the what she was going for, okay, so say we, I think both of us are a little disappointed that Miss Sravana Sandhya got caught so fast.
Got caught so fast, yeah.
No?
Season 1 khatam nahi hua, she's in.
I know, and she's gotten caught. So
maybe
I think
season 2, she'll come out, I think.
She should come out. And now, what we need to help her with is devise an exit strategy.
For
you know, she has... because I think this ghosting business, no, is what didn't go well
what
with the guy.
What didn't go down well. So I think what she needs to do is get a good lawyer, perhaps.
Okay.
Who can defend her to say that, okay, just because I promised to marry him doesn't mean I have to marry him.
Oh, okay. So I have another idea, okay, Keshav. See, because I think lawyer will cost money. And let's say you want a cheap exit option. Do you think there's a way in which she can fake her death, her own death? And with each new guy, okay, she just kind of says or makes someone say, ke main mar gayi.
Yeah, you can do that about how many teeth do you have? 32 times you can do, I think. Just pretend. Do like ashes and leave one tooth there. The tooth doesn't burn. Baki pura jal gaya. This is the tooth that's...
No, but if it is, you know, and the other beautiful thing is that, do you think they've even met in person?
Yeah, yeah, they would have met. If the guy has given the girl a phone and money, chances are there has been flesh and blood contact, right? There is, he's touched this person physically too. Only then.
Oh, man. I would not be surprised if there was no physical contact so far.
And still the man gave money.
And still. Man, it, you know, the this thinking, you know, is clearly not logical. You know, the tharak is so strong.
It's so strong.
Yeah.
That is the nature of
it. Yeah, tharak, yeah, yeah.
And that is what is being exploited here. A lot of these conversations, I would imagine, are after sundown, late at night, you know. So,
okay.
Can we do something to help the guys?
So
that they don't fall prey to such things?
So it's a wide question. Okay, let's narrow it down a bit.
Right.
I believe that guys and girls will keep on getting scammed, especially when it comes to matters of love. Okay. What do we want to really help with? See, because I also believe that being scammed is a very good teacher. So it's the best lesson.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. This guy is never going to fall in love. Yeah, he's not. Imagine now his trust issues, you know? And that's true for anybody, even a woman. Let's say a man misled a woman and ran away. Left her with a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a far worse lesson.
Yeah, because there's a memory attached.
From.
Yeah.
That's a life-changing thing. Let's assume you don't want to lose the baby. Then, and a life story gets made. I mean, two new lives are created and it's completely... That kind of cheating, unfortunately, goes unnoticed in the eyes of the law, which is far more damaging. Because the girl has so much at stake. So I think society and nature teaches the girl to be more careful with that choice. Versus the guy, I think, didn't feel like he had anything to lose apart from a little bit of money and some honor. So yeah, just be, I think, open advice. I think we could just, I don't know, what can we solve?
Okay, so I'm getting an idea, okay? I don't know how viable it will be. But what if there is a scam insurance that is created. Okay, so automatically what happens is there is like it's linked to your bank account, this scam insurance. And basically they have access. This is kind of linked to your bank account and it can see, it can scrub all the transaction history, okay? And it's happening live. So what it does is, you know, anytime there is, because see, usually these will start as smaller transactions, no? Ultimately, I want to protect the consumer from losing money, okay? Dil tuta, to that's your from problem. That we can't solve.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's got to do with the vices or your, you know, late night dark activities, like something alcohol wala dukan ne loot liya, you know,
this kind of stuff only
something to do with a woman or a man or sex or whatever. So is there an option where maybe since like this insurance scam you're talking about, or scam insurance, sorry, could that app have a feature? Or could this tool have a feature where after sundown it doesn't allow you to make transactions
on it? That is like the top level security of the app.
A phone feature.
Okay.
So, So like, you know, if you're caught with your pants down, at least your money
safe,
is not going.
Yeah.
Money is safe. There's a reason they had banking hours. Because of this kind of behavior.
So what I was kind of getting at, okay, with the anti-scam insurance is it can review all of your transactions. Okay, so it's like it's just there, it's working in the background. And any time there is a suspicious transaction now, out of the ordinary, like just, you know, 50,000 transferred to some random number. So what happens is, and this already happens with credit cards. Okay, if you've ever tried to do like a big high value transaction, it will not let you do it. You'll get a call first. That person will confirm, is it you? Are you trying to do the transaction? And then it will go through.
So what
we need is basically a two-factor kind of authentication. For
large transactions.
Yeah, for these kinds of scams and love frauds.
But you know, what if you say, yes, it is me only. Yes, I love this person. Yes, she said she's going to marry me.
That's where the insurance agency will come in. No, they will say that, see, 99% of such transactions end up in scams. And this number that this person is calling from is not registered on their name.
They'll do a background check.
And they will ultimately, if you want to process it, the way they can safeguard themselves is that you can do it, but we will not cover this if it is a fraud.
So like there's got to be like some sort of a metric, like a riskometer.
Yeah, for the transaction. Beautiful.
For this person. This person comes with a high risk.
Wow.
It's like an investment only.
So on that person, this is beautiful.
Hotter the chick, the redder the riskometer. Oh, green wala riskometer mein koi bhav hi nahi the.
Sab samne se de rahe UPI. Le lo.
Because it's high level of transactions. Right? Lots of great. So I think this is a very good idea. Because without getting the data, you know that there's high volume here.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's privacy also.
So that is one.
Check a true caller of money almost.
Yeah, exactly. A true caller.
Superb idea. I think it's needed.
Yeah.
Because now I think there's going to be a lot more men who are going to be targeted.
Yeah.
Because of the tech, I think it makes it easy to target vulnerable, both men and women. Definitely. Earlier, women couldn't do it because they couldn't access such information.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're in the information age.
Yeah, so if anything, you know, I'm hopeful. I think this is a good story. It shows that I've always believed that, you know, when each side is looting equally, that's what true equality is.
That is true equality.
True equality,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is fair. That is fair. So, way to go, ladies. Good representation.
Yes, yes. Miss Shravana Sandhya. Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Okay, thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and do write into us. Do
yes.
Like our podcast on Spotify, rate us on iTunes and on Spotify.
Spotify, yeah, yeah. And you can DM us on Instagram at @farfromfact. And yes. Last but not the least, you can send in money. And Keshav, yeah. I've received an anonymous credit
donation.
Yeah, to my UPI.
Thank you
very much.
To this anonymous sender.
Yeah. Please, you know, if you're doing that, we would love to thank you. So at least like in DM us on Instagram or whatever, so we can just thank you. Yeah, because
yeah.
There's very limited information that I can see.
Or when you're doing the UPI transfer, just make
a note. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.